Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In October 1969, at the height of the Vietnam War, more than 4,000 Utahns took to the streets of Salt Lake to protest the Nixon administration's continued deployment of U.S. forces in Vietnam. Part of the nationwide war moratorium movement, the rally was organized by a group calling itself the United Front to End the War. The protesters met on the campus of the University of Utah to hear speeches and hold a teach-in. Then they marched down South Temple, turned south onto State Street, and ended up in front of the federal building where G. Edward Howlett, leader of the city's Episcopal diocese, read out the names of Utahns killed in Vietnam. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, up to that time it was the largest peace gathering in Utah history. That same day, about 250 supporters of the Nixon administration held a counter-demonstration at the city county building, where Salt Lake County Water Commissioner Jake Garn, later elected to the U.S. Senate, encouraged what he characterized as the state's silent majority to continue supporting U.S. involvement in Southeast Asia. Politicians in Washington were making decisions best left to the military, warned Garn, and if the U.S. pulled out without a clear victory, the more than 40,000 lives already lost in the war would mean nothing. City administrators called out extra police in case either demonstration turned violent, but both protests ended peacefully. Only one person was arrested, a 19-year-old peace activist who was charged with displaying a flag that police believe showed disloyalty toward the U.S. government. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.